Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly devotional. And I'm continuing our hard sayings of Jesus, and we're going to revisit one that we didn't really finish in Matthew 5:48, where Jesus says, "Be perfect." And before doing that, there is no 180 Wednesday tonight because tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So please keep that in mind. And then we'll resume our usual Sunday services, 9:30 traditional, and of course 11 o'clock contemporary. And we're going to be about 5 weeks from Christmas, folks, so it's getting interesting. But I wanted to revisit this verse in Matthew 5:48. We touched on it a little while ago, a little over a month ago. We talked about where Jesus said to love your enemies, and then he concluded that section with "be perfect." But we really did not delve too much into that. So a very simple verse: "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." This is one of those verses that people have wrestled with because we experience life. And we know even Paul in Romans 7, he said, "I do the things I don't want to do. That which I'm supposed to do, I don't do. Who will rescue me from this body of death?" And so what can Jesus mean? If even Paul struggled with some sin, and yet Jesus said, "Be perfect," how do we reconcile some of this? And then, of course, we have 1 John 3:6. "No one who abides in me," or abides in him, "keeps on sinning. But the one who keeps on sinning does not know him." And we go, wow, wait a minute. We can never sin again after coming to faith. And then we compare that with 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, that says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." And then verse 10, "If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." So we see these contrasting thoughts here. And so we begin to see that Jesus couldn't have meant that we come to faith and then live a life of sinless perfection, because Paul wrestled with sin. We know that Peter sinned. He denied Christ as a believer. We know that Peter and Paul had some differences of opinion that led to an argument. We know that Paul and Silas had some problems. So if it doesn't mean, perfection, what does it mean? Well, the Greek word is telaioi. It means to be perfect, complete, mature, and I think most importantly, it means adult. Jesus is saying you need to grow up. You know, when he says, "Be perfect as I am perfect," be mature, be an adult. In Roman culture, when a young boy got to a certain age, probably 12 or 13, he would receive a toga. And in Roman culture, when you received your toga, it meant you were becoming an adult and that you now have the rights and privileges of an adult in society. Jesus is saying, be perfect as I am perfect. Be grown up, be adult, be complete. Mature. Now, the Christian life, as we know, is not always, it's got all kinds of trials and tribulations. There are periods of growth. There are periods where we take a few steps back. There was a book written years ago called Two Step Forward, Three Steps Back that illustrates that. So when Jesus says be perfect, he's saying be mature and be adult. The Bible talks about a process called sanctification. The book of Romans deals with this, as do many others. The book of Hebrews, chapters 5 and 6, deals about people who are not able to handle the meat of the Word of God. They're still babies and infants, and they should have grown up by now. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 shares that same dilemma, where Paul says, "I can't even speak to you as saints, because you're so spiritually immature." Jesus doesn't want his followers to remain children. He wants us to grow up and be mature. So when he says, "Be perfect as I am perfect," Jesus is saying, folks, grow up, become mature, be able to handle the meat of God's word, and you will then grow and be able to be a faithful servant. You'll be able to be a strong witness because you'll know the scriptures. You'll know how to pray. You'll know the difference of right and wrong, as Hebrews tells us, and you will be a mature saint. So that's the challenge. So let's pray about that. Father, help us to be perfect as you are perfect, Lord. Help us to be mature in our faith. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow, and look forward to seeing all of you this coming Sunday. And the following week, we'll begin Advent together, so I look forward to that also. God bless you all, and have a great day and a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. Bye now.